The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Here's a text message from a listener. I queued up this morning at my local Ticketmaster outlet. I was 10th in line, but only the first four got tickets. It used to be a good way of getting a ticket, but now it seems if you're not prepared to pay €200 plus, then you haven't got a hope. One story said, apparently on eBay, there's a pair of U2 tickets for a silver VIP package came up at €1,500 this morning. And there's also suggestions that Seatwave, you know that Ticketmaster-owned outlet, had apparently tickets selling within hours at €800. John Cadell from RockyLike.com, what's been going on?
Well, I guess U2 in Dublin is the holy grail for U2 fans. Everybody wants to see them in their hometown. Hence, there's always problems when people are looking for tickets for U2, because not only do the home fans want to get them, but everyone from across Europe and America who has a few bob wants to see U2 in Dublin. And when they're playing four nights in a 14,000-seater arena, obviously, people are going to be disappointed, and a huge disappointment today. And to add insult to injury, as you mentioned, Seatwave have tickets on sale at multiples of face value. Now, Seatwave is a Ticketmaster operated company where people who have bought tickets and then, in theory, aren't able to go, then put their tickets up for sale.
And you mean within minutes of buying the ticket, maybe I won't.
Yeah.
So I'll just sell it at a multiple of that price.
Yeah, that's exactly what happens.
Isn't it?
So what happens is scalpers go online, somehow get tickets, and then put them up in Seatwave.
But why does Seatwave facilitate that?
Because Seatwave says that as opposed to touting, Seatwave will guarantee the integrity of the tickets that are up on its site. And if people don't get their tickets within, 2 days of the event, they'll either get replacement tickets or, certainly in the case of U2, a refund.
Okay. Stephen Donnelly of Fianna Fáil is with us as well. I know this is an issue you've paid a lot of attention to. How fair do you think was the process for the sale of the U2 tickets this morning?
Good evening, Matt. Look, it's just ridiculous, Matt. You know, there's fans all over the country queuing up. I mean, the idea that people would queue up for hours or even overnight to be told, you know, we only had 5 tickets or we only had 10 tickets, you know, when they're queuing up in person, I mean, that's frustrating enough. But to see the tickets, my understanding is they sold out online in 5 minutes. And it very, very quickly, the same tickets, you know, prices, the tickets started at €40.50. And then they're up for €400 on Seatwave in bulk. And this is exactly what happened for the last U2 concert as well. The fans are just getting ripped off. There's a lot of real fans out there. Now, there's a lot more people would like to see U2 in Dublin than they'll ever be able to accommodate. I'm sure they could sell out Croke Park for, you know, 10 days. But that's not what this is about. This is about the straightforward profiteering and gouging of real fans. Now, there's been a mixed response from the state. The government is dragging its heels. I would say that, wouldn't I? But I'll tell you why I think that's going on. But the CCPC, the Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, the last time this happened, the last U2 concert, I wrote to them and said, look, I'm not at all happy with what's going on here. I'm not alleging that there's anything illegal happening. However, there are concerns that there is organised anti-competitive behaviour. And I asked them to launch an investigation to see, without prejudice, because we can't make the allegations, we don't know, but without prejudice to see, actually, is the law being broken? And if the law isn't being broken, to come back to the Oireachtas and say, look, this is how you could tighten this up. In fairness to the CCPC, they launched a belts and braces investigation under two separate clauses within their remit. I met with two of their investigators in Leinster House some time ago. Now, I asked for an update from them, and they've come back just in the last few hours and said, actually, it is ongoing. They are making progress, but they can't comment on an open investigation, and that's fine. So at least one arm of the state, the CCPC, are taking this very seriously, and they have a full belts and braces investigation going on. The government, on the other hand, is dragging its feet, and it's really frustrating. And here's why I say this, right? Sinn Féin tabled a bill shortly after the last U2 fiasco. Now, as it happens, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael voted that bill through second stage. Sinn Féin voted against their own bill. At the time, the government said, look, we'll support the bill. It's not perfect. It's far from perfect, but we accept that something needs to be done, so we'll change it at committee stage. But the government just said, look, we want to put a six-month time period gap between when the bill went through second stage and getting to committee because they wanted to hear from stakeholders in the industry. Fine Gael felt that was reasonable. Fianna Fáil felt that was reasonable. Sinn Féin said no and actually voted against their own bill in the chamber, which I found extraordinary. But anyway, it went through. Now, there was a second piece of legislation which Noel Rock in Fine Gael and myself tabled. A fairly simple piece of legislation that essentially said the deal from now on is you can resell a ticket, no problem at all, but under law, you can only resell it at face value of the ticket. So in a heartbeat, you get rid of all of this gouging that's going on. Because in this case, Seatwave would be allowed to resell the tickets. And in fairness to Seatwave, they would be allowed to charge a service fee because there is value added from them when they're saying, you know, it's just the stuff that John has just gone through. They guarantee the tickets. And there is a real value add to that. So if they want to charge a fiver or a tenner or whatever the right price is for that, fair enough. But the legislation from Noel Rock and myself would say that's all fine, but if the ticket cost 70 quid, the purchase price is 70 quid plus the service amount. So what that would do is allow genuine fans who bought tickets and then realised they had to be at their mum's birthday that night, they could sell them and they don't lose any money. It would allow Seatwave or other resellers make a profit, you know, a modest profit by providing this validation service, and it would allow the tickets to go on to real fans, as you see in a lot of rugby games and in a lot of Gaelic games. There's an honour code at play, which indeed, obviously we don't see here.
Stephen, I just want to read a couple of comments from listeners coming in. Couldn't get U2 tickets today. Had two phones and my PC searching. Nothing. My colleagues had the same and nothing. So I ended up spending a fortune on tickets for Belfast. More fool me. Whole process so unfair. This is the first time I won't get to see them in Dublin in my lifetime. Never had this issue before. Something needs to be done about this fiasco. Another one says, I was unable to get tickets for U2 last year, so this time I joined the fan club. $50 for a chance to buy pre-sale tickets. I logged on to U2.com on Wednesday. Every date I entered was sold out. Eventually, after over an hour, I got offered two tickets for €204 each. I snapped them up as I was desperate to get tickets. I had not intended to spend that much. Another huge irritant in the process is the very time I selected a date, I had to go through the ridiculous I'm not a robot thing. This wastes so much time. Anyway, I'm happy to get my tickets, but so very frustrating. Another listener says he actually had the right to buy two tickets at €204 each and then thought about it, decided to pay his car insurance instead. And that does bring up an interesting point, Stephen Donnelly. You know, this is not an essential service. This is something that people might like to go, but it's not life and death, is it?
But sure, most things aren't life and death, right? I mean, that's fine. But the question is, should there be a system operating whereby wholesale fans can't get access to tickets at the face value?
But apparently, I've just been told that apparently 300 people turned up at the Three Arena this morning to queue for tickets and they all got them.
Well, great. I mean, that's great. But the reality is, for most of your listeners right now who tried to get them, they tried to get them online because they had to be at work. And they couldn't get them from Ticketmaster. But very, you know, shortly thereafter, from a company that Ticketmaster owns, they were able to get them, but for 400, 500, 600, 700
yes.
quid. So there's two things I'd say, Matt. The first is, to me, there is a conflict of interest because you have one company selling the tickets, and that's Ticketmaster. And they make whatever margin they make out of the tickets. They make their few quid per ticket. But then you've another company owned by Ticketmaster. And if it is the case that these touts are able to buy whatever number of tickets and then put them up for sale on the Seatwave site, my understanding is that Seatwave, you know, Ticketmaster are making money the first time they sell it to the tout, but they're making money a second time they sell it through Seatwave. Now, I want to be absolutely clear, I am not alleging that Ticketmaster or Seatwave are doing anything illegal whatsoever. But there, you would have to wonder whether or not there is a conflict of interest, okay, because the same company profits twice. Mathis, the last thing I'd just say, if
briefly,
I could,
please,
is to your listeners, is if you want this sorted out, act. Noel Rock and I have a bill before the House. I was told by the last Chief Whip, Regina Doherty, they were going to fast-track it and put it on the legislative agenda. It isn't on it. I checked back in this week with the new Chief Whip and said, where is it? And he said, well, no, we're not putting it on until we talk to, until the Minister sorts it out. So for anyone listening to this, email in to the Minister, email in to your local TDs, your government TDs, and say that you want the bill that Noel Rock and I have. You want that on the legislative agenda and through by the summer.
Thank you very much, Stephen Donnelly of Fianna Fáil. John Cadell, briefly, there's rumours now of another gig in Croke Park this year. But
yeah,
two things here. Is it going to be the Rolling Stones? Or going to be Ed Sheeran, who's playing every gig in Ireland practically in 2018? But will the residents in Croke Park allow what would be a fourth gig?
Right, well, yes, we spoke on the regular music slot on Tuesdays that the Stones were mooted for a Irish gig because they are, of course, playing all across the UK in the summertime. So I think they'll be here by hook or by crook, whether it's Croke Park, whether it's Slane. It'll be somewhere anyway. God forbid we'd have another Ed Sheeran gig to have to put up with. Now, if I was the residents of Croke Park, that's what I'd be most complaining about. But this, you know, this makes me laugh to a certain extent, Matt, every time that there's a fourth concert announced that the residents go up in arms. And I'd say three things actually. I can understand why the noise pollution bothers them, but you never see a replay of an All-Ireland being argued against by the residents.
Yeah, but that's always finished and done by 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening.
Yeah, but I mean, it's four gigs a year. There was a stadium there when you bought the house. You know, you knew the stadium was there and that it held gigs when you bought the house in and around Croke Park. I do take their point, but, you know, it's there for a reason. It's there to house gigs and matches.
John Cadell, we'll see you again next Tuesday for our regular music spot.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.